Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 357 for Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Tuesday under pressure from losses in U.S. soybeans and soy meal. ICE canola was anywhere from $1 to $2 lower, with the most frequently traded July contract at $1.80 lower at $452.40 per ton. European rapeseed futures were down slightly, which contributed to the losses. Investors are positioning themselves ahead of Thursday's Statistics Canada Planting Intentions report. A lack of farmer selling and the need to keep weather premiums in the market helped to underpin values. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker compared to its U.S. counterpart, which gave canola some support. Malaysian palm oil and U.S. soy meal were both firmer today, which limited the losses. Trading could be choppy going forward as Canada's federal budget is due to be released later today. Milling wheat, German barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 5 to 6 cents lower, with the July contract checking in at $9.73 a bushel. The advance of the avian flu in poultry farms in the U.S. Midwest weighed on values, as it's thought it will result in less demand for soy meal. Rumors of a trucker's strike in Brazil continue to swirl around. Ports have been stockpiling supplies, though, in case that happens. Prices for soybeans may be correcting lower after climbing to a two-week high yesterday. Corn was 5 to 6 cents lower, with May contract sitting at $3.72 per bushel. Large world supplies weighed on values, along with a weather report that called for clear skies over many parts of the Midwest. Farmers are expected to accelerate their corn planting when that happens. Corn traded lower overnight after planting progress came out at 9% completed in the U.S. China has reportedly begun to stockpile corn in northern China. U.S. wheat was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the July contract at $5 per bushel. Crop conditions throughout the U.S. Great Plains have been improving, which pushed values forward. Spring wheat planting was 36% versus the 5-year average of 19%. Japan is tendering for 107,000 tons of food wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, April 21st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.